At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 785 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Tuesday. But more importantly, happy March Madness, baby. I know it's just the first four today, but really once you get the first four, I know the brackets don't have to be filled out for a couple more days. The real madness, you know, again, doesn't start for a couple days, but we got some first four action. And I have a couple bets for you tonight. One on an NIT game, one on a first four game. So I got two in college basketball, two in the NHL. Then I got one in the NBA. And then what we're going to do second after the pod is just update you guys on some sharp line moves, system matches, fishy lines that I've been seeing across the board for the first round of the NCAA tournament. So yesterday, obviously, we used it as a sports betting seminar day. Hopefully, we use that time wisely to get ourselves acclimated and kind of thinking about how betting on March Madness is different than other times of year. Obviously, taking more of a contrarian angle is the way I like to approach it because you have more betting public now than at any other time during the season. Looking, obviously, for inflated lines, looking for short money line favorites, you know, fishy line opportunities, KenPom edges, all included there, which we went through yesterday. So if you want a little update on our March Madness and also creating a contrarian bracket, that's been getting a lot of buzz here, looking at starting from the inside and going out, not the outside going in, and picking your champion first and picking a champion that no one else is picking. So I've been waiting for some updates here. I think Alabama, I saw one bracket challenge say that they were getting the most tickets, 15%. It wasn't like Gonzaga last couple years. They're getting like 30%. So it was easy to identify the big public team and go against it. So I kind of checked off, Alabama off my list. So I'm looking at, and usually what I do is I do a couple brackets. I have a bracket challenge. I'll always do like the Millie Maker there, you know, with ESPN and CBS Sports. But then my buddy Lars has been doing brackets since we were in high school. So it's $20 a bracket. I usually fill out four of them. So as of right now, a couple of my champions are going to be Kansas, who I'm holding a ticket on at plus 1,200, as well as I have a ticket on UCLA. I'm going to make UCLA a champion there just because the stats love UCLA. I don't know what it is. Pac-12, I'm a little worried about betting Pac-12 teams. But the analytics, KenPom has them number two. They actually have, the third best odds to cut down the nets. And really, they're not going to be a very popular team. So one bracket will be Kansas, one will be UCLA. And I'll probably maybe do Houston as one of them too, just because they are kind of the chalk favorite there. So I'll put $20 on Houston as well in one of my brackets. But either way, guys, if you want to check out yesterday's pod, has a full, I don't know, what do we talk about? Like half hour's worth of March Madness content. So definitely check that out if you want to brush up on it. But looking back toward yesterday, guys, started our week off. I buried the lead on a pretty good note here. 2-1 plus 0.72 units. I will take it. We got the over in the Kraken game, which was nice. We released the goals in the over. Thank you to Dallas Stars for scoring a ton in that one. Also got the Miami Heat over, which was nice. The one that annoyed me and kept us from a perfect night, though, was the Celtics over. Probably should have lost it anyway, just because, during regulation, you wouldn't have hit the over. But Jason Tatum was down the lane, 5 seconds left, easy layup, and he bricked it. If he made that layup, it's tied at 111. It goes to overtime. We hit that over. So that one was a little bit annoying, but I will never be too upset from a winning night. So good night to start our week here. 2-1, plus 0.72 units. So good little start here to our week on March Madness week. But turning the page to today, guys, as I mentioned, a five-pack, two in college basketball, two in the NHL, one in the NBA, and then some updates here on a bunch of different games. I have like one, two, three, four, five, like six games checked off here that I got my eyes on, including a really big KenPom edge on a huge dog, and then some fishy lines that we've talked about, and then also some really sharp reverse line moves as well. So it'll all be discussed today on episode 785 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. Reminder, guys, before we dive into all of our sweats for today, by the way, I'm looking out my window in my work-from-home studio, and we are getting pounded with snow. It's the biggest snowstorm of the year. Right now, we have about a foot of snow. We could be getting up to 2 feet. I'm right outside of Boston here, so I feel like it should be March Madness. It should be baseball season. I should be working on my yard. Sadly, winter said we ain't done with you yet. So it's a good day to be snowed in. Actually, me and the fiance, we went out to the grocery store last night. You got to load up on your egg, your white bread, your salami. It was like people are going nuts. Like all the provisions are gone. It's like the Last of Us grocery store out here. By the way, epic season finale from The Last of Us. But anyway, that's a whole other side note if you're looking for a good show. Looking toward today, guys, of course, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VEASAN newsletter. It's VEASAN.com/newsletter. Go right there, put in your email, hit submit. Then you'll wake up every day to great sports betting coverage for free. So today's newsletter led off with, you guessed it, a ton of March Madness coverage, including our guy Brent Musburger, the legend, filled out his bracket, as well as his take on the tournament. Then you'll get some great brackets filled out for Matty Humans, Greg Hoops Peterson, Steve Mackinnon, Wes Reynolds, Tim Murray, Dave Tooley, JVT, Adam Burke, Daniel Alvari has the women's bracket as well. Yes, we are holding a South Carolina Lady Gamecocks -145. That's what I'm holding to cut down the nets in the ladies tournament. Then you'll get all the breakdowns here for the first four games. You get my sharp report. You also get links to all of our podcasts, as well as promos for all legal sports books there included in the newsletter every single morning. So sign up. If you're listening to this pod, you better be signed up for the newsletter. It's free. It'll get you thinking about betting in the right direction every single morning. That's VEASAN.com/newsletter. Then, of course, if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VEASAN All Access membership. Just go to VEASAN.com/subscribe. We have a promo here in our newsletter today. Only $19. For a full month of service here for the NCAA tournament. So $19 to help you have hopefully the most profitable tournament you can have in terms of betting on daily just games, you know, from individual games each day, but also trying to win your bracket. So I had my article yesterday about the contrarian bracket, you know, outside looking in, inside looking out. All these different tips and strategies. Our two big guides came out today, our tournament betting guide and our bracket strategy guide. So both are included when you become a member. Only $19, first full month of service. And again, you go out to the bar, you get a couple drinks and maybe an appetizer, boom, with a tip, you're probably over $19. But really, this will help you to have the best March Madness you can have. So you also get all sports, not just the Madness, but college, not college basketball, obviously college basketball, but looking at the NFL draft, you know, I'm annoyed. My Patriots continue to do nothing and just let Jacoby Myers walk. So you'll get draft coverage from the NFL draft, free agency coverage from Michael Lombardi. You also get MLB. Spring training here is in full swing, so pretty soon we'll have games getting going here, as well as NBA, NHL, all included when you become a member at VEASAN, VEASAN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged in to a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. And we need to be the first to know, not the last, about things that could affect our bet. So breaking news, breaking injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community, all included when you become a member. All included when you become a Twitter user, I should say. So get on Twitter. Make sure you follow at VEASAN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. So looking back to yesterday, guys, nice start to the week. We'll take it. 2-1 plus 0.72 units. Now let's turn the page to a big Tuesday, where March Madness is officially in swing, baby. So, breaking down the games for today, first one I want to hit on is your first four matchup here. So I didn't see much in the early game, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Southeast Missouri State. It's Texas A&M Corpus Christi -3.5, really high total, 156. But I did see something in the later game, Mississippi State and Pittsburgh. So I am going, guys, I am going Mississippi State on the money line. Shop around. I got Mississippi State at minus 135, around minus 140 now across the market. But kind of breaking down this matchup, this is a battle between your 11 seeds. The winner will then face Iowa State as the 6th seed. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, pretty respected money going Mississippi State. That's where I want to be. I always want to be with the sharps here. Mississippi State, by the way, both these teams have struggled a bit. Mississippi State is 21-12. They lost two of their last three. They fell to Bama, got rolled in the SEC quarters, 72-49, didn't cover as an 8-point dog. They'll be facing Pittsburgh, 22-11, also lost three of their last four, got crushed by Duke, 96-69 in the ACC quarters, didn't cover as a 5.5-point dog. So both teams haven't played great down the stretch. But lesser of two evils, to me the play is Mississippi State based on the way the line is moving. So Mississippi State actually opened as a very short 1.5-point neutral site favorite. Mississippi State is now up to -2.5. And when I was doing the morning bets pod and writing this sharp report last night, this was Mississippi State -2. So all these twos are now up to 2.5. So continued movement in favor of Mississippi State. You love to see it. Just consistent in one direction here. The other angle that I like with Mississippi State is that it's not a public play. Remember, this is we're in March Madness officially. Once you get to the first four, these are Madness tournament games. And they're going to be extremely heavily bet. By the way, make sure you find where True TV is on your TV. It's gonna, probably going to be channel 9799 or some crazy channel here. Maybe you can just talk into your remote and have you go right to it. But it's the annual Find True TV time of year. But anyway, what I like about this one is that Mississippi State is actually the contrarian play. The public is on Pittsburgh here. Pittsburgh's getting 60% of bets. I'm not sure why. Maybe a bigger name school, I guess. I don't understand the love for Pittsburgh, but the data shows the data. The data shows what the data is. 60% of bets here on the Pitt Panthers, yet the line's going to Mississippi State. So if almost two-thirds of bets are on Pitt, why did Mississippi State open as a short favorite and become more of a short favorite? It tells me that respected money is going with Mississippi State in this one, so it's a bit of a fade-the-trendy dog play. Again, March Madness, I'm really, you know, married to the game, always with contrarian, but especially during Madness, which typically means you're going to bet on a lot of dogs because the public loves favorites. But you got to be wary of those fade the trendy dog opportunities when the public, you know, rarely wants to bet a dog because they want to bet on quote unquote the better team. When they load up on a dog, as rare as it is, it's a really good way to go against that trendy dog and take that fishy contrarian favorite. So good angle here to Mississippi State. Ken Pom has Mississippi State winning by two. He's got them ranked higher, 49 versus 77. And really bank on the defense of Mississippi State. They're only giving up 61 points a game versus 70 a game for Pittsburgh. So I'll be going money line here. I like the move toward Mississippi State. I love the fact that they're contrarian with this RLM in a fade the trendy dog play. Not a huge Ken Pom edge. Again, he's got him by two. Your favorite now by 2.5. But consistent movement toward the Bulldogs. So I'm going Mississippi State on the money line. Shop around. I got him at minus 135. Keep on cruising. One more bet for you. This one is looking pretty good because I identified this one in the Sharp Report on the Morning Bets pod. If you listen to Morning Bets, you're getting some good closing line value here. But continued movement in the NIT toward Liberty, baby. Give me Liberty or give me death tonight. Villanova, Liberty, first round of the NIT. I think right off the bat, you know, there are two things going on right now, or a couple things, I should say. One is just a really sharp play to Liberty. Liberty opened as low as a 2-point home favorite in the NIT. The first few rounds, they're actually true home court games. So this is at Liberty's home court. It's not a neutral court. So you have the home court advantage. And I do remember, I want to say last few years, it was NIT or CIT or CBI, but whatever. The true home games, the true home teams did very, very well. It's a big advantage. But just from a market perspective, line's going to Liberty. They opened minus two. When I was doing the morning bets pod this morning, they got up to -3. Now I'm looking, they're -3.5, -4. So continued movement toward Liberty. Gift and a curse because, again, it's a good sign that the line's continuing to move toward the sharp side Liberty. Not a great thing that if you didn't bet it yet, you're getting the worst of it. So I bet them this morning on the money line. I think I got -160. Now you're shopping around trying to find your lowest number you can, obviously, but now you're on -175. So again, listen to the Morning Bets pod. A little bit of CLV there, but I'll still take it now at -175. Aside from the true home court, aside from the line move and consistent movement toward Liberty, you have a really good fade the trendy dog play. So I kind of like the same angle for Mississippi State as I do with Liberty because the public sees Villanova, big name school. They've won the championship a bunch of times. They've been really good, you know, before Jay Wright left the program. But they're a big powerhouse, you know, big school name like the Yankees, the Pinstripes, you know, the Dodgers, these big name teams. The public automatically gets attached to them. However, what I think you're maybe a little concerned about is, you know, Villanova's motivation. Like, they're used to the NCAA tournament. They're used to, you know, winning a championship. Now they're in the little NIT. Again, is that a letdown? It's like in college football when, you know, you have like Alabama missing the, you know, the Final Four there, going to a bowl game. It's like, how motivated are they? Is this a letdown spot? How, you know, are their heads in this one versus Liberty, who, you know, is more known as a football program and is a big spot for them to try to beat Nova at home. They're probably pumped to play this game where Nova's like, man, we got to go play NIT. UNC, I think, didn't even want to play the NIT. They just said, we're not going to do it, I believe. I think I got that right. But anyway, 80% of bets are on Nova. Public is saying, give me Nova, give me the points, give me this big-name school against this tiny little school, Liberty. Yet, despite 80% of bets on Nova, the Lions going to Liberty, guys. -2, now up to -4. KenPom has Liberty by 4, so right on the number. He's got them ranked 48 versus 60. Liberty's got the better offense, 75 points a game versus 70 points a game for Nova, 47% from the field versus 44%, better three-point percentage, 38% versus 34%. So you add it all up, very fishy. Fade the trendy dog, contrarian favorite, a true home game. Public's all over Nova. But why are the odds makers moving this line further to Liberty to give out even more points to Nova when the public's already on them to begin with? So I smell a rat here. Give me Liberty or give me death. Got a -160 money line earlier today. I would be taking now, at this point, a -175. So Liberty, -175 money line. Mississippi State, money line, -135. And you guys know me. I money line short favorites. I'm like the Dos Equis guy. I money line short favorites, but I definitely money line them in March Madness. Because, again, crazy things happen. Backdoor covers. I just want to hashtag win the damn game. So give me Liberty and give me Mississippi State. Two bets here in college basketball. Next up here, let's hit a NBA game, then we'll come back with NHL, as well as all of our Madness updates here going into one day closer to the real tournament, although technically the real tournament starts tonight, but you know what I mean. One bet tonight for you, I'm going to go New York Knicks. Knicks in the NBA, I'm going Knicks on the money line at -135. The Knicks are on the road at the Blazers. The Knicks open around a 2-point favorite on the road. I even saw some 1.5s out there. Now they're up to -2.5. So pretty good movement here in favor of New York. Not a terrible bet split. They're getting around 60% of bets, 70% of money. So a little public, but looks like kind of pro and Joe, both respected money and slight majority of public bettors here on the New York Knicks. Definitely have some injuries here at play. Damian Lillard and Jeremy Grant are both questionable. So I'm hoping that Lillard does not play. And once he's ruled out, this thing obviously shoots up. You would hate to see him in, and then, you know, you money line the Knicks at -135, and then it gets down to a pick'em or -1 toward Blazers. So, of course, I'm going to walk that tightrope every night in the NBA with injuries, but I'm hoping Lillard's out. I'm hoping Jeremy Grant's out. But even if they're in, I like the Knicks in this spot. Knicks have been a great road warrior team this year. They're 21-14 on the road. Both teams are top 10 offensive efficiency, but big advantage defensively with the Knicks. They're number 13 in defensive efficiency. Portland is number 27. So the Knicks have been a team, you know, again, pretty good team this year. I think they're locking down the last spot here before the play-in tournament or the sixth seed or whatever it may be. But they've been good on the road. You got some injuries here to the Blazers. The Lions going to the Knicks. Feels like a short number here on a good playoff team against the Blazers team that I feel like you're kind of in quasi-tank mode right now. You're 31-37. You're really not in the playoff picture. You've lost three straight. I'm going to go Knicks in this spot. See if the Knickerbockers can get it done on the road. Give me the money line here. Knicks -135. That about does it for the first half of the pod, but we got more to get to. I told you I had a five-pack. We just hit on three bets, two in college, one in the NBA. Now let's go to the NHL. I got two bets in the NHL when we come back, and then going to give you some updates here across the market for March Madness, including a few games that we've already hit on and a few that we didn't talk about too much. But I love seeing kind of how you get closer to the Madness. You know, where's the market moving? How are these discrepancy plays lining up? So we'll talk March Madness, round one, betting updates, along with the NHL. When we return in episode 785 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven, contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 785 of the VSiN Market Insights Pod. Grinding out a profit to start our week. I will take it. Three bets last night. We won two of them. 2-1 plus 0.72 units. Got the Kraken over, the Miami Heat over, and Jason Tatum felt like missing a layup, which would have sent it to overtime and cashed the over. So that's all right. We will take a profit and we'll run with it. Looking toward today, guys, start off the pod. College hoops, I'm on the Liberty money line, Mississippi State money line, the Knicks money line. Now let's go over to the NHL. Got a couple bets for you in the NHL. So first one for me, I'm going to go with the Edmonton Oilers. Give me the Oilers tonight, guys. It's a 9 o'clock game. They're at home against Ottawa. I like the line movement toward Edmonton here. They open around a minus 195 home favorite. They're up to minus 205. So you've seen line movement in favor of the Oilers. They match quite a few systems for me, including non-division steam. So two teams, two different divisions. Take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more. It's been around 62%, I think, this year. So it's been a pretty good angle. If you also get home fave with a line move in a non-conference game, those teams are 64% this season. A sweet spot big favorite between minus 175 and minus 225. That's 69% this year. So a couple good systems on the Oilers. The Oilers have the better offense, almost four goals a game versus only around three for Ottawa. The Oilers are 16-12-5 at home. They're 23-22 as a favorite. Ottawa is just 10-20 as a dog, 14-17-2 on the road. Rest advantage for the Edmonton Oilers. They last played on the 11th versus the 12th for Ottawa. Ottawa is also playing their third game in four nights, so kind of a tough schedule spot for the Senators. Much better power play. You know, if you take some penalties here, Ottawa, hopefully that will hurt them quite a bit because I'm on Edmonton, and that Oilers power play is lethal with Connor McDavid, 32% versus 23% for Ottawa. These teams did play back on February 11th. It was a 6-3 win by the Oilers in Ottawa. And then also, I think the other angle here for me to take Edmonton, not just the line movement, the system matches, but also the goalie matchup. You have Stuart Skinner in net for Edmonton. They're better goalie. They're number one. For the Ottawa Senators, they're on their third or fourth string goalie. So their starter Cam Talbot got hurt. Their backup Anton Forsberg got hurt. They're on Matalisi and Sogard. I think it's going to be Sogard tonight. But that's your three and your four goalie, both with goals against of like over three. So with McDavid and that lethal offense going up against a third or fourth string goalie, think that's an advantage for Edmonton. So I'm taking the Oil tonight. Give me the Oil. I got them at minus 205. One more bet for you in the NHL. Going to take a shot on VGK. Not a huge line move play, but I think a pretty good value play on the Vegas Golden Knights. So I got VGK at minus 185. A couple reasons to like VGK in this spot. Number one, as I mentioned, not a line move play. You know, you had the Vegas Golden Knights open around minus 190-ish. You're down to like minus 185. So again, hasn't been a line move, but I have a lot of systems on VGK. If you look at a road favorite off a win, 64% this year. Sweet spot big favorite, minus 175 to minus 225, 69% this year. A road favorite versus a non-playoff team, 65%. Favorite who is off a win versus an opponent who missed the playoffs last year, 66%. A road favorite sweet spot. If you're a road favorite between minus 150 and minus 200, 68%. So I have like a ton of like 65 to 70% systems all matching on VGK. Motivation, I think, is important too. Like VGK is right now your number one seed in the Pacific versus Philly, who's one of the worst teams in the NHL and has a bunch of injuries. VGK is 28-18 as a favorite. They're 27-5 on the road. They've been a really good road team. Meanwhile, Philly, 19-36 as a dog, 12-15-4 at home. Better offense for VGK, 3.2 goals a game versus 2.6. Better defense, 2.8 goals allowed versus 3.3. Better power play, 21% versus 15%. Better penalty kill, 80% versus 75%. But the other angle that I like with VGK is goaltending. Sandstrom is in net for Philly. He's a young kid. He's got I think he's 1-9 this year, like a goals against over 3 versus most likely Jonathan Quick. And Quick obviously was a fantastic goalie, won all those cups with the Kings, kind of fell off the map. He had a really good debut for VGK, and he actually sat the last game. They rested him, so he's rested and ready to go after a game off. So I like that Quick is rested, maybe re-energized by switching teams. So I think the advantage, Quick over Sandstrom, that's a pretty good edge there for VGK tonight. So I'm going VGK. I got Vegas Golden Knights at minus 185, along with the Oilers at minus 205. Now, finishing up here, that was our five-pack. So Liberty, Mississippi State, the Knicks, VGK, the Oilers, all money line spots. Now let's do some updates here for March Madness. So what I like to do, guys, is, again, look at how, and this is kind of applies for all games, but I think what's different now about kind of these tournament games is, you know, typically when you're betting college basketball, you know, the overnight line comes out, the game gets played next day. What's different about March Madness is that these lines get posted like multiple days prior. So it's almost kind of like betting football. It's not like a full week of, you know, line comes out Sunday, games are played the following Sunday, but you have a few days of lag time where, again, lines can change. You want to let the public, you know, kind of get in here and make their bets. They're really focusing, I would say, the public on filling out their bracket right now. They're not as focused on betting these games. It's more of, hey, I'll bet them when they roll around, you know, a couple days from today. But with that being said, I just like to monitor how a line opens, how it moves, look at where the public is, and just keep an eye on it, you know, multiple days and see how it evolves. So with the luxury, I guess I should say, of, you know, another day from yesterday to today to monitor these lines, here's what I got for you in terms of some updates. So one of my favorite bets for March Madness is West Virginia, WVU. I'm on West Virginia here. This is an official bet for me. I bet them on the money line at minus 130. This is just a fishy line. West Virginia is your 9 seed. Maryland is your 8 seed. So why is your 9 West Virginia favored over your 8 Maryland? Doesn't make any sense. This is a play that will give you double points in your bracket, you know, if you're getting a double points for an upset. So again, of course, you'll hear upset, you know, 9 beats the 8, hopefully, because I'm on West Virginia money line. But in reality, it's not, because West Virginia is favored here. KenPom has WVU by 1. They're getting 58% of bets, but 68% of money. So kind of a public split, yet more respected money is going with WVU. West Virginia also comes from a much better conference. I put a lot of stock into, coming from a really, you know, difficult conference where you get a lot of tough games, tough teams. It helps you get battle tested for March Madness. So coming from the Big 12, I think it's a big advantage over the Big 10, where Maryland hails from, which hasn't been a very good conference this year. So comes from a better conference, better coaching, obviously from Bob Huggins. Take me home, country roads. Been there, done that, with decades of experience there, as well as a line move. I'm going to go West Virginia in this spot. Again, fishy. Why is 9 favored over 8? That's an official bet for me. WVU on the money line at minus 130. Next one that caught my eye, Utah State. I like Utah State in this spot. Another fishy one. Utah State is your 10. Missouri is your 7. So why is Utah State favored by 1.5 or 2 points over Missouri, who's the 7? Shouldn't the 7 be favored over the 10? So again, this is another game where you can get double points for a upset, bonus points here. Now, it did dip a little bit. I saw Utah State, I think they opened -2 or 2.5. You're now down to 2 or 1.5. So the line is dipping a little bit toward Missouri. But I think as long as this doesn't get down to a pick 'em or hops the fence, I think we're still good with Utah State. Because Utah State, 2 reasons to like them, or 3 reasons. 1 is fishy. Why is the 10 favored over the 7? 2 is the bet splits. Public is all over Missouri. Missouri is like, how do you, you got to take the points with Mizzou, baby. Mizzou's getting points. They're the 7 over the 10. You got to take the 7 getting points. No, you don't, Dickie V, but thank you for your input there. But Missouri is getting around 70% of bets across the market. There's a big public play here. Now, it did dip a tiny bit. It's not perfect like, you know, a reverse line move, fade the trendy dog, -2 up to -3. So it did dip a tiny bit. Got to give some respect to that half point dip toward Missouri, but it doesn't change the fact that Missouri is a big public play and Utah State is a good contrarian favorite here, fade the trendy dog. But here's what I really like about this spot. Utah State, KenPom has them favored to win the game by 4. That's a pretty good edge. KenPom's got a 4-point win by Utah State. Again, in the current market, you're only laying 1.5. So I'm looking toward Utah State, guys, on the money line. Another official bet for me, around a -125. Keep on cruising. A couple more here. Another one that caught my eye was, let me find it. Where is it? Illinois. Illinois against Arkansas. Seeing some smart money here, guys. Hit Illinois. I didn't bet this yet. I want to monitor it. I'm a little wary of what should I call it? The Billy Walters head fake, where, again, you hit a play early, the side you don't like at low limits, you move the number, you come back the other way really hard on the side you really like at higher limits. So I'm a little conscious of that. But as of now, and I just want to make sure I want confirmation over the next couple of days that it doesn't, get jacked up the other way. But Illinois is looking pretty sharp. Arkansas open as a 3-point neutral site favorite. You're now down to 2. I see some books, maybe even juice wise, creeping down to 1.5 here. So why is this line going to Illinois if majority of bets here are on Arkansas? Illinois is only getting 35% of bets. Meanwhile, KenPom only has Arkansas winning the game by 1 point. So that just kind of is a classic reverse line move. Public Arkansas, line keeps dipping here to Illinois. Keep an eye on Illinois. Again, you would have loved a 3, a 2.5. Now you're down at a 2. I'll monitor this thing, but Illinois did catch my eye as a pretty sharp bet there. Keep on cruising. We talked about this one, but Drake looks really sharp as well. I did VSiN primetime bets last night with Sean King and Tim Murray, and Tim Murray really liked Drake in this spot, and I'm with him. We talked about this game, I think, on the pod yesterday, but Miami, Florida is the big public play here, getting around 60% of bets, but they opened -3, even 3.5. Now you're down to 2.5 or 2. So the line keeps going to Drake, despite majority bets on Miami, Florida. So Miami is favored to win by 2 for KenPom. Again, I kind of missed the good number here with Miami, Florida. I wanted ideally like a 3 or better, or at least a 2.5 or better. So let's continue to monitor this thing. But Drake could be an opportunity here as a good sharp reverse line move. The other one that caught my eye, St. Mary's. This one is a epic, epic, epic fade the trendy dog. Everybody and their mother is taking the points with VCU. VCU across the board here is getting 75% of bets. Big public play. They're saying, hey, VCU, you got a damn good record. What are they? I think I don't even have in front of me, but I know they have a really good record here. St. Mary's kind of the bias of a small school, West Coast school. So 75% of bets are on VCU, yet the line is going to St. Mary's, guys. This looks like an epic sharp play to St. Mary's. St. Mary's open as low as -3. Now you're up to -4. Some shops are juiced like it may even go to 4.5. Why is the line going to St. Mary's if they're only getting 25% of bets? That is a classic reverse line move. And guess what? KenPom has St. Mary's winning by 6. So the analytics like St. Mary's here. It's a little high. It's -180, -190. I would typically like to money line that. You're starting to get into the nosebleeds there in terms of a high number. But that just jumped out to me as a really contrarian play. Fade the trendy dog on St. Mary's there. And then the last one that really caught my eye, you know, typically there's like that one huge dog that you have a pretty good discrepancy play on. And it looks to me like that one huge dog is Grand Canyon, baby. Grand Canyon playing Gonzaga. Obviously, Gonzaga will almost undoubtedly win this game, but can they win it by 15 points or less? That's my goal. Grand Canyon really jumped out to me. Number one, they're super contrarian. They're one of the most lopsided bets. St. Mary's and Grand Canyon are actually your two most contrarian bets for March Madness so far using our VSiN.com bet splits. But you currently have 71% of bets on Gonzaga. Gonzaga hasn't moved too much. They opened like minus 15. They're up to minus 16. I'd like to see this thing start to fall back the other way down to 15.5. And I was also seeing if I could get a hook on the 16.5. But the whole point being, Gonzaga is really contrarian. This would qualify as an inflated line that we like to talk about, where you have heavy betting on the popular side. Line gets adjusted. You can buy low, get more points off the opener by taking the dog. But here's where it really gets good for a KenPom edge. KenPom has Gonzaga winning by 12 points. You're getting across the market 16 points. That's a 4-point KenPom edge versus the market. That is a big, big number there. So I'll continue to wait this thing out. Again, someone told me a very long time ago, bet favorites early, bet dogs late. So if you get a continued love for Gonzaga and this thing gets jacked up to the hook on the 16.5, that'll be a play for me. Holding my nose with Grand Canyon, getting 16.5 there. But again, KenPom's got a 12-point game. It's incredibly contrarian. It's a pretty good buy low inflated line spot there. So I'm looking at Grand Canyon there with the points. But again, I'm holding out if I can get it for a 16.5. But that about does it. Just hit on, what, 6 games there. So tomorrow we'll have even more. I think we have another first 4 games tomorrow as well. So I actually really like the fact that, you know, it's not just March Madness, but I like having these other, like, NIT, CBI, CIT. I can't even keep up with all the new names for all the different tournaments. But it's kind of cool to just kind of, you know, see different games each day, not just tournament games. But hopefully, like, today we talked about Liberty. Hopefully they can come through. But should be a good week of hopefully some college basketball, of course, led by the Madness, which is the best betting time, best tournament, best betting event all season long. But that about does it, guys. Another pod here in the books, episode 785. But reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast or the Morning Bets pod, which, by the way, I couldn't recommend it because the line moved too much, but did anyone bet that over from the Morning Bets pod? Timberwolves and Hawks? You're damn right that thing sailed over. It wasn't even a sweat. They scored like 260 or something like that. But anyway, if you enjoy the Morning Bets pod, the Market Insights pod, the sharp reports that I write, if you enjoy the thought process of or the routine of listening to the pod every day and pulling up a chair to the virtual bar, and do I expect you to bet every play I mention? Absolutely not. You know, I personally bet every game that I mention. Just so you know, I have skin in the game for every play. I would never recommend a play that I myself don't have some action on. But if it's become a routine, if it's helped you to think through sports betting, you've now been provided a blueprint. You are getting down, hopefully, and beating some closing lines. You're taking more of a contrarian angle. You're betting against the public. You're looking and identifying sharp action, betting percentages, low bets, higher dollars, betting systems, all that kind of stuff. Maybe you're a flat bettor now. Used to be a big parlay person. If any of that is the case, and the pods or the sharp reports or the thought process, sharp data-driven contrarian betting, if any of that has helped you to become a better bettor, or if you just think I'm a good guy and you want to make me happy and make my day as I'm snowed in my house in a suburb of Boston, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. How to locate sharp action. How to place a bet in person or online. How to shop for the best line. How to set up a bankroll management plan. Tips and strategies for all the major sports, as well as a full chapter on betting MLB, which is right around the corner, and betting March Madness. So if you want to make my day, make me happy, buy my book. Get it for a buddy of yours. It would really mean a lot to me, guys. If you've already bought one, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, breaking Hail and Records every day, great state of New York, or as I should say, before you know it, or actually it's now. It's not before you know it anymore. It's now. Mobile betting in Massachusetts. I'm loving betting from my couch, legally, above board, licensed, regulated, shopping for the best line. I also love meeting you guys at the Encore in Boston, or out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, with your feet in the pool at Stadium Swim, and a sharp contrarian bet ticket in your other hand with a pina colada, or, of course, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, the Mandalay Bay, the Superbook, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me. You know, show me a couple tickets. Again, I'm annoyed Jason Tatum missed that layup. Would have been a 3-0 and hit the over. But anyway, we'll take a 2-1 plus 0.72 units. Never, ever, ever complain about a winning day. That's one thing I learned a long time ago. But show me a Kraken over ticket. Show me a Miami Heat over ticket. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. So my parting words, as always, guys, stay sharp, stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But we are playing a long game. And over the long haul, smart money is called smart money for a reason, because it's going to win a majority of the time. Not every time. Not this exact game tonight, but over the long haul. So if we can find that sweet spot, find games that fit our model, against the public, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, with the house, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors long term. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. I got to go shovel. I'm looking at about a foot of snow. I got to shovel my driveway, my walkway, my back porch. So your boy's going to start sweating, and then the real sweats begin tonight. But stay safe if you're like me in New England, you're getting pounded by snow. Check in on your neighbors. Get that hard salami out there with that white bread and whole milk. Again, isn't that the classic thing you do when you get a snowstorm? But anyway, guys, enjoy the sweats. Have a great night. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow for a big Wednesday. Good luck, everyone. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.